Hello everyone and welcome back to Connecting with Kylie, where today I will be discussing how to reparent yourself. So I hope you guys can sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode with me. So first I want to discuss the types of people that are probably going to need this kind of self-help style of therapy on how to reparent yourself is really the kind of people that just didn't grow up having the most reliable styles of parents. This could mean that they were abusive, this could mean that they were neglectful or absent due to, you know, unfortunate events such as a passing or just not being able to take care of their own child. So if this does not apply to you, you know, obviously, unless it's just for curiosity reasons, maybe go check out one of my other podcasts that could help you. But for now, this is going to be generally geared towards people who didn't really have the best of parenting advice growing up. So with that being said, one way that you can nurture yourself via the way a parent would is by taking small physical acts to nurture yourself, like taking care of your basic needs, such as your doctor's appointments, basic hygiene routines, proper eating habits, sleeping habits, things like that. Just really taking care of yourself physically, much like a parent would with their own child. You know, a lot of like really good parents will help their children exercise even as infants, or they'll help them exercise their brains, their education system, stuff like that. So all sorts of things in that realm, in the physical realm, can really help you just to reparent yourself. And if you don't have any good examples, please feel free to look some of this stuff up. Don't feel shy or embarrassed either to ask other people or ask for help or therapy or whatever you may need. So another thing that you might notice is physical manifestations of bad parenting. So this is often going to look like the experiencer of bad parenting issues. They might end up exuding behaviors like anxiety or depression, insomnia, lack of self-care, so like hygiene care, stuff like that. Even just like dieting issues, that's another thing. And the lack of knowledge of dietary health. Also a lack of knowledge of healthy relationships and a lack of knowledge of cleanliness. So when you have parents who have really just overall neglected their children, these things kind of tend to manifest in ways in the experiencer, like the person who had the bad parenting experience. You're gonna see symptoms like this because it's kind of like if you were left to fix a broken down car alone and you had no knowledge of it, like you're kind of just gonna sit there and probably let the car go, you know, because you're not gonna know what to do. So we tend to do that with our bodies and our minds and our emotional status when we are not shown the correct manual on how to process these things. Please know also that in reparenting yourself that you don't have to do this alone either. There are professionals out there to help you, even free services like this one, like listening to podcast shows, or just any form of free mental health access that you can gain. I would definitely do your best in trying to do that. Most everybody nowadays has a cell phone, a smartphone, so most everyone has access to the internet. If you don't, there's libraries that don't cost much or may cost nothing, and I'm sure that there are some self-help books that would be available to you there. And usually libraries nowadays also carry the internet, so there we go. Another thing with doing this alone, like a lot of people don't want to seek help because they feel like it might make them be perceived to be as like weak or needy. This is not true, okay? Like I just want to really express that's not true. There's a ton of people who have lots of problems, who need help reparenting, redirecting, just kind of revamping the way that their brains and their emotional bodies follow with their physical world. So, another thing to do for yourself is to physically soothe your body. This would look like taking long baths, massages. You don't have to go pay for a massage, you can just learn self-massage. Having essential oils placed on your body, or even just diffused in your air, sensory relaxants, anything like that. Ice packs or heat pack therapy. So you can also do this in the tub as well, like taking ice baths. Please be careful with that though, like I would not stay in there too long. Hot tubs are a great thing as well. Again, don't stay in there too long because health issues are not fun. And I would check with a doctor long before you do any of those styles of therapy, because if you have heart conditions or unknown conditions that could be combated with something like that, then obviously that would not be wise to obtain self-therapy that way. So another thing that you could do is write a letter to yourself, or write in a journal. Even taking video logging is kind of cool nowadays, because again, most everybody has a phone or a camera or something, and you can video log what's going on with you, how you feel, and then later on play it back to yourself, almost as if you're like your own therapist. And you really need to look at it objectively, you know, like look at it like you are seeing a stranger say these things, not you say these things, because a lot of times we're a lot nicer to other people rather than we are ourselves. So another thing that you can do to help yourself physically is really just give yourself some good treatment and positive talk. I know that that sounds corny, but there is an amazing thing that happens with positive self-affirmations and just self-care, self-love conversations to you. A lot of times, you know, I think that we see posts nowadays, or just like the constant flux of, oh, talk to yourself nicely, you know, and like it kind of seems like woo, but I promise you, if you habitually learn to speak to yourself nicely, you will see a massive difference in the way that you've been treating yourself. Another thing to do is don't neglect yourself or repeat generational curses. So if you were neglected or abused or berated by your parents, or whatever the issue was growing up in childhood, don't repeat it with yourself, and certainly don't repeat it with another person, especially like your children. Don't repeat the behaviors, but especially don't repeat it with yourself, because a lot of times the way that our parents treated us or spoke to us, or even, you know, guardian-like figures, the way that they treated us is often how we will end up treating ourselves in the long run. So be very mindful of the way that you speak to yourself and treat yourself, and just overall behaviors with yourself. Be very, very, very mindful. That's super important. Moving on to mentally and emotionally reparenting yourself, I would suggest number one is, when you have feelings that are maybe uncomfortable or anxiety provoking or depression provoking, don't shame these styles of emotions, please. Because if anyone's gonna be like your worst critic or your worst bully, it's probably gonna be you. And along the way, someone probably taught you how to invalidate your emotions, whether it was your parents or, again, a guardian figure, someone influential in your life. You were probably taught that. So just be very clear on where you stand emotionally, and be internally aware and okay enough in yourself at the minimum to validate the emotional truths and status that you hold. When you're sitting with those emotions, if you are the type of person to want to stuff those away or distract yourself or ignore things or just be like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this, or this is weak, or this is stupid, whatever, like, don't invalidate yourself, because that is so harmful. It's so self-berating, and just like your body knows what you're doing. It knows how you're talking and knows how you're thinking, and it's identifying with you in those moments. So You need to be very, very spatially, emotionally, intentionally aware of what's going on with that. Another thing is to really just go easy on yourself. Compassion towards yourself and the human and the animal in you is extremely important. When you exude compassion with yourself, there's literally no other form of unconditional love, because like you know that that is the primary source that you can go to get that unconditional love, to get that self-care, to get the style of immediate needs met that you know that you need. Like no one knows you better than you, so having your needs met by you is pretty important, and going easy on yourself and being compassionate towards yourself can really get you there. So have you ever noticed that you might be the person who is better at consoling others? I would suggest trying it with yourself. If you're the style of person who is a lot better at being like, oh no, it's okay, you're human, it's fine, you know, but then you're not like super kind to yourself, or like you expect yourself to be at a much higher level, or almost at like a perfectionistic rate or obsessive rate, then you should just be nice to yourself. Going easy on yourself again and being compassionate with that would also kind of be part of being able to console yourself. So again, you know, just try to fill your own cup up is the best way I think to say that. I would also gain some more exterior human connection. Choose people wisely if you can, for sure, but really soothing your connection needs and getting that met could be super important. You're a pack animal, and even introvert style people, like we're all pack animals, and we really just need to be around people sometime to get those connection needs met and those human needs met. Isolating yourself all the time can be very detrimental on your mental health. So getting that connection need met is go see friends, go call a family member, go see your family member, whatever the deal is, but definitely get those connection needs met. So personal research is another mental emotional way of reparenting yourself and giving yourself some self-therapy. I would also, again, of course, suggest, as in almost every episode so far, professional therapy, because they kind of know their stuff. It's what they went to school for. It's what they often get paid for. So if you can afford that, of course, definitely go do it. It's worth the shot for sure. Self-soothing behaviors are also really nice. So again, like I said, this would be probably in soul searching, meditating, even like in the physical aspects, taking baths, relaxing, massages, ice packs, heat therapy, whatever it is. This kind of stuff, this kind of personal research, self-soothing therapy is very important to your emotional and mental body and the connection of the two, and really the reactant of the physical body with that. So another thing to notice is how you're spending your content time. Feeding your brain with soothing and educational feeds can be really helpful when you're feeling super low or depressed or anxious, whatever the deal is. Spending the time on your phone or your computer or the movies that you watch, watching positive things or educational things about the things that you're dealing with is really amazing, and I can't even tell you how many hours I spend of my life probably doing this, but it really does help so much. So I hope that you guys are enjoying these styles of episodes, and I hope that they are helping you for that exact reason. The last thing I want to let you guys know is to just go have fun. Go take yourself out in nature, go take yourself out, period. Go on a dinner date with yourself, go meet up with some friends. Whatever you need to do to feel better, do it. Again, I really hope that these episodes are helping you. If they are, feel free to subscribe on whatever platform you're using this on or hearing this on. And I will be putting out content every single week. so you guys can stay updated with mental health and loving yourselves. All right, you guys, till then.